One of the biggest challenges that we have in sales is keeping prospecting on the calendar in a way that we're doing it consistently. Now, we all know prospecting isn't the only thing that we have to do as sales professionals. So we have other things that are challenging our ability to stay front and center with our prospects. So today, on this episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast, we're going to talk about a really cool formula that I've just modified to help you prospect in a COVID-19 world. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 30,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so this week's episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our 50 Ways to Rock Your Cold Calls, Emails, and Sales Messaging webinar. It's going to be coming up on August the 27th. I'll be talking about it at the end of the podcast. If you happen to be impatient like I am, you can feel free to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/messaging. yoursalesplaybook.com/messaging. Now, one of the things I've been doing in the podcast, I guess this is going to be the third episode where I've done it, is I've been offering a really quick bonus tip at the very beginning of the podcast. Last week, I talked about the importance of we can't just consume this information that we're receiving on podcasts or when we read a blog post or we're over on LinkedIn and we see a video and somebody offers a tip and it really resonates with us. We have to put it into action because if you really think about it, we're always on the go and we're always moving, and these ideas are useless until you do something with it and you make it a part of your day-to-day. So the only thing that I'm going to add to that this week, we're going to kind of bring it up a notch. I'm going to take this idea of acting versus just consuming, and I want you to realize something, and we usually hear about this around January 1st when everybody's hopefully getting on top of their goals in a bright and shiny new year, and you hear this concept that it takes a good 30 days for something to become a habit. And that's what you want to be doing. So when you hear something on a podcast like this that resonates with you, number one, you don't want to leave the scene of that distinction, right? Of that aha moment, that light bulb moment, without putting something on the calendar as far as action. But then what you have to realize is that, okay, that's not just a box that we check and we call it good and we call it done. You need to be doing that pretty much, you know, every day for 30 days. Obviously, you're not going to do it on the weekend. But to do it regularly and consistently, that's how we start to build habits. And in this context, a habit, this type of habit, is an awesome habit. Because now what's going to happen, like other habits we have, and even other habits that we have that are not so good habits that we have, they become, we're doing them almost subconsciously. We're not conscious of the fact that we are embracing a habit. So when something resonates with you on this podcast, number one, I want you to take action. But number two, don't just do it once. Get on it. Make it a part of your day-to-day. And then that's how we form a habit. So that's a long time for me to be beaten around the bush. And I want to get down to business. I mean, this week, we're going to be talking about a formula that I used to teach all the time. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you recognized it right away in the intro before when I talked a little bit about it. And we're calling it the modified 2-2-2-3 formula. And the reason why, or in this case, we're actually calling it the modified 2-2-2-3 prospecting formula. But the reason why it's modified is that forever, I've been teaching this, and I always hear such great feedback whenever I teach it. I use it in my own business to hunt for new clients. But I kind of thought, you know, with the pandemic, this could really use a little makeover. So modified it a little bit, and you'll see where, and I'll point out where it's different. But the first two items in there are pretty much identical to what I've taught in the past, but the last two are actually quite different, and they're going to be more meaningful, I think, in dealing with the pandemic like we have. So why don't we get down to business? This particular episode, it comes with one caveat and one rule. The caveat is this: we're calling this a prospecting formula, but it cannot be a standalone formula. I'm going to say that again. What I teach you today can't be your sole prospecting formula. You are going to fail if this is the only thing that you do. This has to be a complement to a more aggressive prospecting formula. So this is going to be kind of the icing on the cake for you if you're already prospecting. If not, then you need to have set days on your calendar that you are doing your prospecting, not just when, all right, I have a lull in the schedule, or you know, it's kind of an off time. No, it has to be a regular thing, almost like what we said at the beginning, where we want this to be a habit. We have to do this consistently. The people that we're trying to court, we can't just pop up every now and again when we have time to work on the relationship. Any good relationship takes regular effort, not just, okay, I'm here for a couple of days, hot and heavy, I disappear for 6 weeks, then I'm back for a week or two, then I disappear for, I don't know, month and a half, two months or something like that. It's just, we can't do that. So caveat number one, again, is that you absolutely cannot have this as a standalone type of approach to prospecting. And now that brings us to the rule that I said. We said one caveat, one rule. The rule for this formula is that you must work it daily, not just for the first 30 days. For the real magic to happen here, you have to do it every single day. And I will reveal the reason once I tell you what all these little numbers mean. So let's get down to it. Hopefully this is going to be a shorter podcast this week. Been going kind of toward the hour range lately, and I want to stay way the hell away from that range because it's Sunday, man, and I got a drink waiting for me. So anyway, the very first two in the formula is I want you to do two emails every single day, specifically early in the morning. You could do this any time of day, but the reason why I'm going to tell you to do this early, like as in you're having your morning coffee, you wake up a little bit, so it's not going to be the equivalent of a drunken text to someone, right? So you got to wake up a bit. But the reason why I'm telling you to do it early is because it's a really great feeling, isn't it, when we get things in the bank early, especially things that help us move our business ahead so that we kind of get out of response mode and we're actually in proactive mode, which is where the money is for us in sales, being proactive and not just responding to every little thing and losing complete control of the day. So before phones are ringing and people think it's okay to start reaching out to you, we want to get this one in the bank early. So two emails, and they have to be to two people that you're not already doing business with. I want this to be something that you're constantly getting your message in front of new people so that you can just keep growing the pipeline. I mean, that's not a bad thing, right? Especially now. I mean, depending on your business and your sales cycle, it's August. And right now, what is it, mid-August, August 16th as of this recording. And I really think that this is a great time for some of you. Some of you probably should have been earlier, but I think it's a great time to start now going into the year-end sprint. Start creating more opportunities now. Why? Because a lot of businesses come, what? Well, first of all, here in the U.S., you got Labor Day coming up. Now, what happens when we have a three-day weekend anywhere in the world? This isn't a U.S. thing. I don't think it is. You have people that milk the shit out of holidays, and it could be Groundhog Day, and they're going to, well, you know, the day before Groundhog Day, you know, you got to take it easy. And the day after, you know, who the hell wants to talk business the day after Groundhog Day? And yeah, I'm exaggerating. I'm being a bit of a dick here, but I'm really not that far off when we get into a more legitimate holiday, like when we get into that period of time that we refer to as the holiday season. It gets kind of crazy. You notice it could be as early as Thanksgiving here in the U.S. again, where people start to mentally check out. And also, too, they cling to the excuse of the holidays. You know what? It's the holidays, and it's year end. Call us back in January. So you could have a good, if you really think about it, 6 weeks of screw yous from people and stalls and everything. So the earlier you can start going into that sprint, the better. And we want to go into that period of time once we get into the holiday season with a bit more padding than we have in the past. Because wouldn't it just really suck this year to come off of the period of time where many of you didn't have any business for months with COVID-19. Now things are reopening, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, we blink, and it's the holiday season, and just when we were starting to pick up a momentum again, we're screwed, and we just can't afford it this year. So I want you to get going early on these. So the second two is, this is where we're going to have a little bit of a modified approach. And what I want you to do, and you could do this again early before the day starts to get away from you. And I'm going to explain this one, but we call this one, I want you to do two embedded video emails. Sounds very technical. And if you haven't listened to my podcast before, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And that's okay, because I'm going to do some splaining, as my good friend Ricky Ricardo used to say. Now, an embedded video email is just that. It's a video that we shoot right on our smartphone. You could shoot it right on your laptop or desktop, whatever you prefer. I like my smartphone for this. I even, just as a side note, went on Amazon a few years ago, and I bought a little tripod for my phone, just to keep it nice and straight and steady. Doesn't look like I'm having a stroke when I'm holding the damn camera. And that was like all of $15. And I bought a lapel microphone so that the sound quality would be better. And that set me back all of about $60. And the quality is so much better. So that's like just a little side note for you to consider. But with the embedded video email, you're shooting a very quick email, because you might be thinking, Paul, geez, I mean, dude, I don't have time to do all this stuff. You're making a lot of work for me. Well, first of all, you may have to get up a little bit earlier to do some of this stuff, because remember, we're going into a period of time now where I really think you have to pick up the pace. This is a year where we can't F around. We're already licking our wounds here, folks. So we've got to pick up the pace. But there's something that I want you to realize. These videos, they're going to be no more than 58, 59 seconds long. And if you're doing them every single day, guess what? You're going to be a lot better than you are right now. Now, there's a really cool app that makes this so easy for you to do. So if any like older folks here listening and you're saying, oh my God, it sounds awfully techie, don't worry about it. Because if an idiot like me can do it, you're going to ace this. There's an app that I use that happens to be free. How cool is free? And it's called Vidyard, pronounced Vidyard. I think it is anyway. V-I-D-Y-A-R-D, free app. And what you do is you open up the app and then you push the little icon that has the video camera. And there you are. And you do this little quickie video. And then it embeds it into whatever email platform you're using. How cool is that? Easy peasy. And the reason why I think this is an extremely important thing for you to do, the embedded video email. Number one, I've been teaching it, I think, since 2017, maybe 2016. Those of you who have taken a lot of my webinars, you know I was talking about this long before it was cool to talk about this. But the beautiful thing is, like, still there aren't a lot of people doing this. So it's a great way for you to stand out. And that's what we have to do, especially right now. These decision makers, man, they've got fires. They have to do more with less. They got a lot on their mind. They're worried about things closing down again. They're licking their wounds like you. You guys know the deal. So they're distracted at a much higher level than ever before in history. So if we do something like this, it gives you a chance to stand out. I think that's worth spending a little bit longer, 58 seconds or whatever, to do a video. And again, if you're doing it all the time, you're going to get quicker at it. But here's the other reason why I think this is important to have as part of the formula and why I've modified this formula to include this. I think the human type of communication, right? Not like there's any other kind, but communication that's more human right now stands out and you get bonus points. We crave human interaction, and we lost so much of it during the pandemic. And even still, we went to a restaurant yesterday. My wife and I had a date night, and it was our first in a while because we've been just in the habit lately of kind of having cocktails after dinner, sitting out in the backyard and just kind of chilling. And then you kind of remember, hey, you know, we're allowed to go out. I mean, the pandemic, you know, they've kind of, you know, lightened it a little bit in terms of the rules. But a lot of these bars and the pubs that we went to and the restaurants and all, they're operating at 50% capacity. And because we've all had so many months here in the U.S. of lockdown, I think we still miss a lot of it. We're trying to get that social quota back up again to where it was. So again, it stands out, and I think it's more human, and I think right now it's an important thing. So those are your first two items in the prospecting formula. The third one happens at a more godly hour, and it's going to be two phone calls to two people you're not doing business with. Now, you can call us whatever you want. I purposely didn't call it cold call because invariably you have some smartass that wants to have a debate about how we're defining cold calls. And, you know, I'm really not good with those conversations only because I think by the time we all try to outsmart each other and be the intellectuals and the, you know, the philosophers, and agree on a definition, could have just made the damn two calls. So two calls every single day to two people you're not doing business with. And no matter what, you need to do this. I don't care if you have a full day of demos. I don't care if today's the day that you've got to do a lot of administrative things to catch up or catch up on doing some proposals or whatever the heck it is. You got to get that in the bank. And granted, there are exceptions. I mean, if you're going off on a vacation, man, have your damn vacation. But for the rest of the year, you got to follow this. So two phone calls. And again, we'll do those at a more godly hour. So far, we've got our three twos, right? We've got two emails to two people we're not doing business with. And that's going to happen early in the morning. Then we have two embedded emails. Remember, don't confuse the two. Don't think I'm talking about the same thing. Don't think that it counts if you just send an email or if you just send an embedded email. They are two different animals. And then we talked about two phone calls at a more godly hour. Again, I want to just remind you of something. If you're sitting here and you're saying, who has time for this? I'm going to argue with you and I'm going to say, you had better make the time to do this. Because this is a year, unless you absolutely kicked ass because of the pandemic, that you've got to play catch up and you need to start now. To me, it baffles me that come Thanksgiving here in the U.S., people start complaining about, yeah, it's impossible to get an appointment. I mean, once you like get really into the holiday season, halfway through December, yeah, everybody's saying, call me back in January. Here's the thing I want to say, but I'm not because it's dickish. But I'm going to say it to you guys right now because then it isn't dickish if I say it, but it's still dickish. But you think Christmas was just invented. Seriously, you think that, holy crap, they have this thing now that happens around the 25th and they call it the holidays, man. It's a week of this shit and nobody wants to meet or whatever. Like, this is the first time we've been through it. It's happened every year of your life. This is what happens. So you've got to go into it stronger. You've got to go into it with momentum. You got to go into it with more of a pipeline. So brings us to the three in the 2-2-3 formula. This one I have completely modified for COVID-19. And again, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I'm a big advocate of it. It's going to sound real familiar, but that doesn't mean shit if you're not doing it, folks. Remember, stop consuming, start taking action. The three is every single week, I want you to speak with three people from preferably your LinkedIn network. But, you know, if you've got, if you're a person who before the whole pandemic was going to networking events and you have a bit of a network there, it's not going to hurt to keep in touch with them as well. But right now I'm really focusing more on LinkedIn. So every single week, what I want you to do is send out an email to, I don't know, 3 to 4 people. The reason why, you know, even though the number we're focusing on is 3, maybe, you know, throw an extra one in there in case somebody either doesn't get back to you or they turn you down or whatever. And I call it the embarrassed email. And by the way, this is one of the templates that I'm going to be, and there's going to be, I think, what is it, like 40 templates or something? I'm going to be giving, including as part of the webinar we're doing at the end of the month. And again, I'm going to be talking about that at the end of the podcast. But there is an email template that I recommend that you use, and I call it the embarrassed email. The embarrassed email is something that you're going to send to people in your LinkedIn network. Again, at least 3 a week. And what it basically says is that, hey, we've been connected for a while now, and I'm embarrassed that I've never reached out to you to get to know you better. How's your schedule, either this day, this time, or that day, at, you know, this time, whatever. Give them 2 scheduling options like you would on a cold call. And your goal here is to actually speak with 3 people from your network each and every week. And this, to me, is a missing ingredient to LinkedIn success. You have everybody out there. You have all the studs out there. You know, the ones that put up these different posts and they've got a gazillion likes and comments and you know, you're the best bro and all this, right? They are the cool kids right now. The thing of it is I don't hear anybody talking about, and oh, by the way, they all love to talk about how important it is to post content on LinkedIn. Hey, I'm on board with that. If you've been following, you know, I've been doing that since 2008, posting content. But nobody ever talks about, you ready for this? Actually being social on a social network, right? Real just state-of-the-art type of thinking here. Imagine that, being social with your network. And what I mean by that is, what are we doing with all these quote-unquote connections? To me, it's become, you know, it's gotten to the point where it's not really a connection. It's a collection of names, of static images on a screen that we've done nothing with. And they're useless in that capacity. You know, unless, of course, you just want to be a cool kid and get lots of likes and lots of comments, and then the world thinks that you're the shit. But, you know, actually having a stronger network where you have a connection with people beyond them loving your content or, you know, bumping into you there, we have to have the one-on-one part of it. But the other thing, too, if you were to look at your network right now, how many people, and I'm not talking about people you've worked with, I'm talking about how many people that you connected with that are not friends or you didn't really know, do you feel comfortable enough with to go to them and think they are comfortable enough with you to buy from you, refer you, give you a warm intro? I mean, how many people in your network have you ever had a good interaction with other than a like or maybe a comment? How many conversations have you actually had? So the reason why we want to do this with having those conversations each and every week, again, I adjusted this for COVID-19 because right now, human is the way to go. It always is a good bet to be more human, but right now we crave it. We crave it like the air that we breathe. We need this as human beings. So having this opportunity to have a conversation with someone, I think is pretty important. And I think right now you get extra points for being human with people. But here's the beautiful thing about having conversations with people on LinkedIn every single week. And you know what? Actually, let me just shift gears for a minute. Let me explain what I mean by having a conversation. I don't mean, hey, you know, we've been connected for a while and I'm embarrassed I've never reached out to you. Let's have a conversation. And then they get on the call with you and you go, haha, I tricked you. I'm here to sell you shit. No, I mean a conversation where we make them the star of the conversation. And we approach this like we would any other meeting, where we do our research, we look at their background, we ask genuine questions to learn more about them. Hey, I see you worked at this company. And, you know, like, learn more about them, make them the star of it. And then at the end of that conversation, what I always recommend that you do is basically ask two questions. And the first question at the end of that conversation should be, and, you know, call them by name. Hey, Mary, make sure the person's name is Mary, first of all. Tom is not going to dig that too much. But, yeah, hey, Mary, you know, who should I be on the lookout for you that you'd like to meet? What would be a good contact for me to introduce you to? And the reason why I'm asking it kind of generically like that is because I want you guys to get the feel for it, because, you know, you have people sometimes that are business owners, and maybe they're looking for the next hire right now. Or maybe they're looking for another accountant or another, you know, person who is, you know, a virtual assistant or something like that. In my world, people are usually telling me someone that would be a good customer for them, because I serve you guys, sales professionals. So then what you do after they tell you that, you say, hey, if you don't mind, you know, let me ask you, who do you know that might be able to use, and you fill in the blank with your value proposition. So me, I might turn around, and I'm not going to say it all fancy, but I'm going to say, hey, let me ask you a question. Who do you know that might need a sales coach, a sales trainer, or maybe in need of a good webinar, whatever? And, you know, there's more to it in how I ask, and I'm not going to just go into all of that right now, but that's the basics of it. So imagine the power of doing that every single week, right? Now, I want to tell you something about this formula and why I highly recommend that you do this, and we're making it a rule that you kind of have to do it each and every day, with the exception of the three. You're not going to speak to three people every single day from your network, but that's going to be more of on a weekly basis you want to do that one. So the reason why, I mean, this is an absolute sneaky formula, because if you do this daily for 5 days a week, right? At the end, you're doing, if you think about it, there's 6 extra attempts each and every day, because you're doing 2 emails. That's 2 attempts right there. 2 embedded emails to 2 different people, right? That brings us up to 4 now in the same day. And we're doing 2 phone calls. Wow, that's 6 in that day. But it adds up, man. It's like compounding interest. Because here we go. We've got now 6 extra attempts daily. That's 30 a week, and you ready for this? 1,500 per year. So again, if this is above and beyond what you're already doing, man, it's going to put you in much better shape. But here's the other thing, too. Let's talk about the LinkedIn thing. Doing 3 of those conversations a week, and I'm just basing this on a 50-week year, because you got to take a little time. And it's also a nice round number. That's 150 per year. It's pretty substantial. So now I want you to realize something. When you've spoken with 150 people from your network at the end of a year, if we jump in a time machine right now, we fast forward a year from now, we get out, hopefully there's some like an open bar somewhere, we're having a couple of drinks. How much better is your world going to be after 1,500 extra attempts and 150 conversations with people in your network? There is going to be a higher probability of those people in your network buying from you, referring from you, giving you a warm intro somewhere, right? I mean, probably more so than now if you haven't been doing this. But also, here's kind of, like, we're going to have kind of a dark moment here on the podcast, because we've got to talk about something we don't want to talk about. What if we go back into a lockdown situation? You need an insurance policy, and you're going to need more padding, and you're certainly going to need to be able to call upon people who are not cold, that you've had a conversation with them, that you've kind of made deposits into those relationships. And while we're in a dark kind of spot here, we're taking a turn to negative town, we're going to stay there for a minute, and then we're going to go back to something silly or something, man, because this is going to be too serious for us to be here. What if, heaven forbid, you lose your job? A lot of people lost their jobs. And I don't. This is going to sound like I'm maybe making fun of them or I'm being insensitive. I'm not. I feel horrible for them, and I do everything I can to help them. Do you know how many times, almost on a weekly basis, I have people from my LinkedIn network that have never once responded to me in years that I've been connected with them? Seriously. And I don't expect people to respond to me when I give them a sales pitch. I really don't. But years of me saying, oh, by the way, I thought of you. By the way, here's somebody that I think could buy from you. You know, John meet Jane, Jane meet John. Nothing. And I'm not bitter about it. I just shake my head and I say to myself, you know, if they're doing this with me, they're doing this with other people. And I'm going to do, and they reach out to me now. Now that all of a sudden they're between jobs and now they want to be my friend. Now they're asking, hey, could you help? Do you know of somebody that's hiring or whatever? And I'm going to help them because I think it'd be really shitty not to. But let's be honest, not everybody plays by those rules. And I would have to think there's a higher success rate when you're actually giving a shit about your network prior to something happen. So, you know, I want to kind of rephrase that into something more positive. The time to build your network is before you need it. That is the time. You have to be making deposits. Otherwise, when the day comes, and it's going to, whether it be an issue or you just want to work smarter and start leveraging the power of your network, you cannot go to a bank account where there has been no bank deposits and think you're going to make a withdrawal. It just doesn't make any sense, and it's no different here. So again, if you've been putting this time into your network and making these deposits and bonding with them, you're going to really jumpstart this whole machine. And really, folks, there you have it. This is the modified 2-2-2-3 prospecting formula. And here it is. Pardon me. And I'm not going to edit out that cough. We say that every single day, nice, bright and early, before you can get busy and things can pull you in a different direction. You're going to get two emails out to two people that you're not doing business with. The second thing you're going to do is you're going to do two of the embedded emails. You're going to use an app, either like Vidyard or Bomb. You're going to shoot it 58, 59 seconds, short and sweet. Then what you're going to do is two phone calls that day. I would recommend that you do it a little bit later in the day. Not too late. It could be 8:30, 9 o'clock or whatever, but not too late. And then three times a week, you want, or a grand total of three conversations a week, you're going to have with your network. So you want to make sure that each and every week, I like to start alphabetically, that you identify three people every single week and have this as an alert. All of these things should be an alert. You should have the reminder to work the 222 part of your formula, of this whole equation. But then the three from your network, you ought to designate a day, whether it be Mondays or whatever, that you're going to send out this embarrassed template that we talked about, the embarrassed email, and you're going to set up these appointments for another day. Maybe try to make Friday your day that you're talking with people from your network or whatever. And if that doesn't work, where you can have a designated day, I mean, I kind of like to do like activities because I think we're more efficient that way. You could certainly stagger it throughout the week, but go through your network and identify three people that not only that you need to get to know better. I mean, there's a lot of people I need to get to know better, but they're not necessarily people that the highest probability people that I should be focused on. I have people that are high-level decision makers that can make decisions on my training programs. I have other people who are lower-level decision makers. I have other people that are, you know, in a sales function. That person's going to have to take priority over someone else that's not in a sales role. So that's what I want you to think about, and this is how you can be a lot more efficient. Now, listen, if you found value in this, I want you to consider joining us on April 27th for our 50 ways to rock your cold calls, your emails, and your sales messaging. It's going to be a webinar. We're going to be doing it from 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time till about 1 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you'd like to learn more, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/messaging, yoursalesplaybook.com/messaging. I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Subscribe to our blog by visiting, or actually subscribe to my free sales tips by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/subscribe.